This guy here, he's got a show debuting on Discovery Plus tonight. He's the owner of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, and now he is a television host from Restaurant Recovery on Discovery Plus. This is our new friend, Todd Graves. Hey, Todd, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, man.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thanks for the exposure. Really appreciate it.
You know, first of all, and I'm sure you're going to understand this when I say it, I am quite sad that we even have to have a show like Restaurant Recovery, for obvious reasons, but it is quite amazing that you are there for your fellow restaurateurs, you know?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I'm just trying to pay it forward. I mean, during when the pandemic started, our sales actually went up because we had drive-through, but that didn't feel good watching these independent family-owned restaurants closing, you know, and struggling, the ones that could stay open. And so I know we need to do something to help. And I know this business. I've done it my whole adult life, you know, 25 years I've been in it. And so, and I have a great team and resources. So this is the best way we could help. And glad to say that these restaurants have made it through the pandemic and they're starting to thrive coming out on the other end.
Beautiful. I want to talk about one in particular in a second, but tell us your story. Tell us the story behind you and the story behind Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Well, Raising Cane's was a college dream. You know, I wrote a business plan in a business planning class. It actually got the worst grade in the class, which is classic old story. But I didn't let that discourage me. I took that business plan to the local banks, got turned down by all of them. They were nice enough, but wasn't willing to lend me any money. So I knew I had to raise money myself. I went and worked in refineries in Los Angeles as a boiler maker. I went out and commercial fished in Alaska and was able to make enough money to come back and reconstruct an old dilapidated building at the north gates of LSU, and opened up in August of 1996, and then the rest is history. We've been very fortunate over the years. We have over 500 locations now and are growing quickly, 35,000 crew members, and we're just really doing good, and by the grace of God, we can continue to do it.
Just amazing. I personally am psyched that you're going to be helping out Chili John's in Los Angeles. When I was out there filming all sorts of stuff, we used to make it a point, especially with the Deep Undercover crew. I remember we used to go to Chili John's every other day when we were filming with Deep Undercover. And you're actually you're having Snoop Dogg help you with that one. That's good call, man.
Well, I appreciate it. But I mean, and I love that you love Chili John's, because that's why this place had to be saved. You know, it's like, the owners, they saved Chili John's from imminent foreclosure when they took it off their cousins who struggled with the business, ran into some financial trouble, because they knew Chili John's was an institution. I mean, look, this place, you know, Chili John's back in the 1800s. I mean, Walt Disney used to go eat there, right? It's unique and it has character. But when you're a family-owned business and you couldn't see a pandemic coming on, and then overnight the film industry, which is primarily their entire customer base, it just stops overnight. And so they're sitting there, they're racking up high-interest credit card debt just to keep the doors open, and that mounting stress to just know if you're going to be able to support your three daughters. And so that's why you love going there is why I wanted to save it.
Good man.
And yeah, we were able to go in and help them out, but having Snoop Dogg involved, who's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he's a family guy. You know, people know he's an entertainer, but they don't know him as much as just a great family guy. And when I told him the story of Chili John's, and it was an easy ask and an immediate yes, he came out. And when I tell you, man, he raised the spirits big time. That was a surprise. They really got a kick out of that.
I would imagine so. Speaking of Todd Graves, Restaurant Recovery on Discovery Plus. Speaking of celebrity co-hosts, that was going to be the next thing I was going to ask you, because you said Snoop raised these guys' spirits at Chili John's. Now, you have a bunch of celebrity co-hosts that are coming in throughout the series. Now, do these restaurant owners know that you're coming in with a celebrity, or is that kind of a bonus surprise to them?
It's a bonus surprise, complete bonus surprise. And so, you know, they didn't know, like Chili John's owners didn't know Snoop, but other restaurants had said, you know, hey, like for example, Archie Manning with Domalisa's in New Orleans. They love the Manning family. The Mannings love going to Domalisa's and having their great po' boys. And so when they told me that, that's when I'm like, oh, okay, well, I know Mr. Archie. And like I said, it's an easy you ask, hey, will you help out? And they're like, of course, with Dom Elises, you know, we'll come out and help out. You know, Michael Thomas, you know, the incredible wide receivers friend of mine, I'm like, hey, this restaurant needs your help. And it's in New Orleans. So people wanted to give back to their local community. And yeah, complete surprise. And look, not only did they come and lift spirits, you know, a lot of them really helped out on business. Like Shaquille O'Neal, he's got a really great business mind. He and I have talked business since after the college years, you know, and he's got a bunch of different businesses. He was able to help a lot talking with the family, you know, to get an idea of what they need immediately. And it was a lot of marketing efforts that they had never done before. And not just normal, just, you know, blitz marketing, things like that. It's like he said, there's Instagrammable moments. Let's do things like this. We ended up painting a mural of a crawfish with crawfish claws. It's like wings outside their place that now everybody goes by and does, you know, take pictures and spread it around about Chili John. So it was great to use them and pick their brain that way as well.
Really nice. I love these stories. I have truly, you may not believe this, but I've got this huge smile on my face listening to these stories. I think that's great. Now, without giving too much info, because we want people to watch, obviously, tell us about the worst situation that you had to deal with.
Well, I mean, it's just starting off with one that's streaming tonight. Like I said, Chili John's. Okay, so when the film industry went away, there was no sales, and all they had keeping the business open was a table right outside the back of their restaurant. And this is during the summer when I filmed with them, and it's, you know, it's hot. It's hot in L.A. during the summer. Picking up a hot bowl of chili, sales were just next to nothing, and they were losing money every day, and they were racking up that high-interest credit card debt every day, and, you know, it's about as bad as you can get. Like, this restaurant would have had to close. They just didn't have the resources, hardworking people, and with that stress on them, and so it was just dismal, but you can change the business immediately, and you can see in the show tonight is we did things like just being creative. We turned their parking lot they weren't using into an old-fashioned car hop with shade sails and technology to order, which during COVID, a car hop's a perfect way to serve, you know, families sitting in their car. Well, immediately the word gets out, right, and Snoop Dogg comes in, and everybody passes that around. It goes viral. Well, the next day, you know, people come to the car hop, and it's kept them sustained. But generally the same thing across the board for all these restaurants. I mean, zero sales, just nobody going in, and they're dying on the vine. You know, they didn't have savings for a rainy day because you don't make a lot of money in the family business.
Yep.
And no one would have seen this pandemic coming on.
Hey, Todd, I would love to ask you to give some advice to the local restaurant owners here in Wisconsin and other parts of the area that may be listening. Advice as to how to just keep going until they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, you know, I do this often. It's just like anybody that has survived at this point, you know, any small business, and especially restaurants, if you've made it to this point, the demand for restaurants is through the roof. It's more than I've seen in the last 25 years. So if you can just keep that hope and keep those doors open as these seating restrictions are being lifted, the wait times to come into restaurants are at all-time high. So I believe it's going to be like the roaring 20s again, and no pun included, you know, of the 2020s. But, look, restaurants are about to boom. So just keep the faith. You're almost there. We're almost out of this.
It's Todd Graves from Restaurant Recovery on Discovery Plus. One more question. It's food-related. What food, Todd Graves, do you still eat knowing damn well it's going to come back to haunt you afterwards?
Just about anything. I'm a big, big, big food lover. But I have to say, when I eat some Italian, that usually gives me the heartburn, but I do it anyway because it's worth it.
It is definitely worth it. Hey, Todd, you're a good man. I'd love to have you back on later in the season. It'd be great. Todd Graves, Restaurant Recovery on Discovery Plus. Todd, thank you so much for your time, man.
Thank you, sir.